anxious, nervous? What are your emotions?
Right now, I just feel good. I feel good. I feel calm. When you're in the moment, just live it. I've stressed, like, just staying in the moment, preparing in the moment, doing everything I can right at this moment, and the rest takes care of itself. So that just keeps me, you know, level.
After a pretty strong second half, do you feel like the offense is starting to build off some momentum today?
Yeah, I think we hit a rhythm, and that's good. Anytime you're in a game, like, and you start getting a rhythm, you start feeling a flow, that's big. And, you know, I've always said, like, just the more time we stay in the huddle together, the more time we're out there working at practice, that's huge for us in developing that rhythm. But we have to carry that over to Sunday.
Nick, you mentioned the importance of getting in that rhythm. Can that start during the week? I mean, can you carry that over from practice into a game?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the key really is during practice, just playing as fast as you can. And I know I've talked a lot about, like, thinking and reacting, but just, you know, you want to prepare so much in the film room and meetings. And then when you go out there, you just want to play and really don't be afraid to make mistakes. Like, you don't want to be perfect. I know we design plays for different looks, but just play it out like you would in a game. And then you go back to the film, you study it. And then that's where just talking to receivers, talking to running backs, tight ends about different routes, different things, different blocking techniques and all that. Just working in the moment. You can develop that rhythm because the more we're all on the same page, that's sort of how, you know, that's where that happens.
How would you describe Doug Peterson's style of play calling?
I would say Coach Peterson, he's very diverse in his play calling, and I think he has a great feel for the game, what's going on. You know, times to be aggressive. It's hard to key in when you're a defense of what he's going to do. But when he calls a play, I know where he's going with it just from being around him, what he's thinking, why he's thinking it. And he's a really fun coach to play for when the plays come in.
Is it hard because he's unconventional?
No.
Like throwing two straight screens back-to-back, people said was, you know, the beauty of Doug. It's unconventional, and people wouldn't see that.
I've known him for a long time, and you just sort of – I know sort of what he's thinking and when he calls it, and so it doesn't really – none of it catches me by surprise because you're with someone, you work with him every day. I mean, I've been around him where he's called a lot of games, so you get a rhythm of why he does what he does.
You guys reminded us that you really didn't have a preseason and get reps with the guys, and they said over these last couple of weeks, being back in pads one day a week, getting chemistry down with these guys is really important. How much have you grown with these group of receivers and tight ends?
I mean, every single day we improve, we grow. And then being in pads, all the practices, all the reps, all the meetings, I mean, those continue to add up to where we get on the same page. The relationship. Football is such a relational game. Like, you see in this locker room all the guys hanging out, talking, the great relationship. That's what carries over into the game when adversity hits. Like, you got everyone sticks together, and that's how you win games. Whereas if that bond's not strong and things go bad, it can be a little looser. So, that, you know, that's always been the strength of our team. That's, you know, it's been great these last couple of weeks of working together, getting those reps, and it's, you know, paying off.
Nick, what are your expectations for the offense on
what was
Sunday?
That?
What are your expectations on Sunday night for the offense?
We're going to go out there. I think the big thing is we got to go out there and play aggressive. We got to put some points on the board. But at the same time, you know, this is a team game. But, I mean, we want to go out there, move the ball, put points on the board, do all the little things right. I mean, attention to detail, play one play at a time. All the things y'all have heard forever, I mean, it really goes back to that, playing football, playing together, hitting a rhythm. So all those little things, we got to go do it.
Hey, Nick, you spoke on Wednesday about how crazy it is to play against Case. It's not just Case. I mean, you were trading for Sam. Sam's on the other sideline. Sam was trading, and Carson came here. Have you thought about all that had to happen for this matchup to take place?
A little bit, for sure. It's crazy. This game, life is crazy. This game is crazy. And all the parallels that are going on and we're all seeing, just shows you that, you know, that's why everyone loves this game. It's not just about the playing, but just all the moving pieces and everything. And it's been pretty wild to look at it that way.
How much do you want to deliver a trip to the Super Bowl for these fans? You've been here before. You've been here a long time. You know just how passionate and you know just how important this is to this city and this fan base.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, that's why, you know, that's why we play the game, is ultimately to win a championship, get to the Super Bowl. You know, right now we're just focused on the moment, but this fan base is amazing. That's, you know, coming back here, Philly, wherever I've been, when I wasn't playing for the Eagles, it's always had a special place in my heart. And to be a player that's fortunate enough to come back and play for the team that he was drafted by and has such strong ties to the city, I mean, that doesn't happen often. And just to be here in this moment, to go play the game with these guys, to play in front of these fans, it's a great honor. And, you know, we're going to give everything we have Sunday to, you know, give us that opportunity.
Is there more of an emphasis this week on beating man coverage against a team like Minnesota than maybe other
I mean, we're going out there. I mean, they mix in man zone. I mean, they're 50-50. They don't want you to key in on it. So, yeah, we have to be able to beat man. Our receivers, our tight ends, our running backs have to do a great job with man because they have great athletes. But they're also going to play zone. So it goes into any game, you got to be ready for both.
Nick, you seem pretty calm.
I feel great, honestly. Like, just living in the moment, doing everything you can to prepare, and then going out there Sunday and giving it everything you have. That's all you can ever do. Sometimes when you press and try to do too much, it becomes difficult. But I think we just have a great schedule throughout the week. It's something we've been doing all throughout the year, and we feel comfortable with it. So you just sort of stick to the schedule, stick to your preparation. And, you know, I trust the guys next to me. I mean, the big reason I love playing the game of football is I trust the guys, love the guys I play with. And, you know, that's probably my greatest strength when I play is I know I can depend on them and they can depend on me.
But, Mike, how do you balance the, I guess, giving this game the respect that it deserves in terms of its magnitude throughout the week and then on Sunday, but at the same time kind of treating it like every other game in a sense?
I think it goes back to the same answer. Just you prepare the same, and it is obviously a very big game, but as a player, you just got to realize, like, it's the same. You're playing with the same football. You're going out there with your teammates. You're playing, you know, a defense. You know, it's just the thing that's different is the what it stands for. The stadium's going to be super, super full and loud, and you got a lot more cameras in your locker and outside. But I think the big thing is just staying calm and just not letting it be too big and staying even keel, because at the end of the day, you just want to go out there and give everything you have.
If you think back to March 2015 when Chip calls to say you're traded, could you have ever envisioned anything like this happening in your career, being back in this locker room?
At that moment, when I was traded, to visualize this moment right now, to be back, just to be a Philadelphia Eagle, no. I mean, because at that moment, like, the saddening part was, like, I have such strong ties here. I love the city of Philadelphia. I love being a Philadelphia Eagle. And that was a tough moment for me, but I've grown so much since that moment. And to be here is surreal. Like, it's when I signed here, it was surreal to come back to the city, to come back and wear this jersey. I remember the first time I was able to go back in the link after I signed, like, I hadn't played here when I played on another team, so it was the first time to be back here. And it's emotional. And because I know that I haven't always played my career here, but I love playing here, and that's why, you know, my wife and I chose to come back, be with these, you know, my teammates in this city.
What do you think that atmosphere is going to be like when you come out of the tunnel at 6:40 on Sunday evening?
You know what? I don't know if I can think it because I don't know if I've experienced it yet, to be honest. I'll know when I'm there because this is a big game. It's been a while since this city's had this type of game, and I can't wait. Our fans, I hope they realize how much of an impact they have on the game. You know, when the other opposing offense is out there and how rowdy and loud they are, that's effective. When you're an offense playing on the road and the crowd's loud, it's harder to get your checks in. It's harder to do the cadence right. It's harder for the receivers to see everything goes on. Like, they have a huge impact. And then when we're on offense, you know, letting me communicate and letting us do our thing. But that's a huge impact on the game. So that's why, you know, home field advantage is so big. That's why coming here, and we always say we can't wait for them to be rowdy. We can't wait for them to be loud. There is a reason, you know, there's a huge reason. So I'm excited for them during the game.
Take one more. What's the first thing you say to Case when you see him pregame?
Honestly, just great to see you and just proud of you. Honestly, I mean, I love that guy. I'm really proud of him, but I'm excited to compete against him just like I know he's excited to compete. We're both competitors, but just proud of him, and you know, but then we'll, after that, you know, we'll go have some fun playing against each other.
Thanks, guys.